Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship. And we're here again to do some healings. And today happens to be Monday, the day after our eight-hour marathon healing Sunday, which dealt with mainly the shadow bodies and shapeshifters and extraterrestrial worms, etc. So, boy, had a lot of comments from people how they feel so much better today. And we have two more eight-hour sessions happening. It's quite incredible how these things were presented, or what they actually do to us. These particular beings are from dark side blueprints of our spiritual blueprint of our physical body, and they come forth and create themselves in us and present themselves to people. So it's a whole different way of looking at things. So when you see somebody physically, they may not be the person that you saw 5 minutes earlier. It may be a cloned representation of them from the darkness, looking exactly like them. And it's quite interesting to understand this. A lot of people felt during the eight-hour call that they felt these bodies leave them, and they feel much more in control of themselves and in contact with their own spirit, along with in contact with their body. And these things will come into us and bring forth addictions, present their false personalities. I mean, it's just quite something. So we have a co-host on today, a sponsor, Annika. Annika, are you out there in cyberspace?
Yes, I am. Hello, Ron. And hello, everyone. It's great to be on again. I sure feel good today after that call you did yesterday, Ron. It's a real special, special thing to be able to spend so much time and get so much out of us that we certainly do not need. So that's a wonderful, wonderful thing.
Yeah, need or want.
That's right. We can do without. So I wanted to start off with maybe if you want to tell those people, because we might have some people on that have not really heard what the Creation Light Ship is and what the Light Ship is here and can help us with at this time.
Sure, yeah. So the Light Ship comes once every 2,000 years. So if you're a Bible person, whenever Jesus talked about the word Father, that was the Light Ship. And the same healings, maybe with different names on them, today are also available for people so that you're able to become more whole with yourself. Remember, the teachings of Jesus are very basic, not to go outside of yourself seeking energies that are not of the light. So when you connect to anything of the mind energies, or read something in a book, how to do a particular healing, that's all mind energy. And most practitioners are taught through the mind, and they bring to you the darkness connection. Even though they may not be a dark side practitioner themselves, knowing about that physically, they are connecting you to the darkness because they're using the mind energy and the teachings of the mind energy through books to bring this forward. This is why the Light Ship only deals with hard energy, which is not in time. So we're living in a time-based reality of the darkness. And why are we living that way? It's because your ancestors chose the mind energy of darkness in place of the light. So they brought the darkness to us here, along with the darkness coming to them, so they could integrate with that. So basically, the reason why the planet Earth is the way it is because people brought in darkness from these alien beings, and they brought in religion here, and we're following, throughout our lifetime, what they gave us in darkness to live with. This is why it's very difficult for a lot of people to unravel their current belief system of darkness, of mind energy, to get back into the heart. So initially, we were all in heart energy here. And when the darkness came in, people choosing the darkness of mind over the light of heart energy, then this is why we have the state of affairs that we have now. So this is kind of it in a nutshell. This is why Jesus' teachings were don't go outside of yourself. And what that means for myself anyway is just to connect to your heart, live in the present moment, and then the darkness cannot attach to you. And what we'll do now is put everybody into their heart center so you can actually be in the present moment and understand what we're talking about. And one person, as I was talking to them months ago, they said, you know, Ron, it's really hard to get this point across to people because they're so ingrained with the energy of mind that when you start talking about a different way of believing, the implants go off and they cannot change their belief system instantly overnight. And sometimes they can't even get out of their belief system because the darkness is so entwined in their belief system that they can't believe anything else but the darkness, and they can't get out of their own way. And, you know, this person said, it's very sad because I see the truth, but my friends, you know, after talking to quite a few of them, they still want to go to church. They still want to pray to something outside of themselves, and they don't trust their own divinity inside of themselves because they've been programmed to go outside of themselves so much. They don't know what it's like to make that spiritual connection to their heart. And these people are lost. And as much as they, you know, this person wants to talk about the light ship to them, the people just don't get it completely because they don't want to change their genetic belief system because it's been ingrained in them for, you know, thousands, hundred thousands of years. And so they just can't get out of this. So here we go. We're going to drop everybody down into their heart center. So here we go. Think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead. First floor is your heart. Very simple. This you can do yourself. This is not hypnotism or anything like that. We're just bringing the energy down, surrendering your thoughts to your heart. It's very, very simple. And in all the shows, I'll just say that I do count from like 1 to 10 or 10 to 1 because I have to command the energy. I could use A, B, and C's, but counting is much easier for me. So here we go. Dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, I'll put some music on. Just listen to it and connect to your spirit. Ask for guidance. You should feel like your thoughts are going from your heart center. feel your thoughts changing right now as you're in your heart center? And remember, if you're not there, you're going to feel the thoughts in your head. When you're in your heart center, you're actually going to feel the complete energy of your thoughts in your chest cavity area. So back to you, Annika.
Okay. I see some great comments on the fast chat. And Joni was saying that she's feeling a lot better from yesterday's, is what I'm imagining. And Pauline says she has some aches, and maybe we can do something for her to help her with that, Ron, with maybe the pain body.
Okay, yeah. So some people have mentioned that they have little maybe difficulty, we'll say, not too many. I'd say maybe 5% of the people have had a slight problem with getting these bodies out. Remember, you've probably had them for your whole lifetime, or maybe even throughout your ancestral genetic lineage. So getting them out sometimes, you know, can be a little different. And so we'll do some energy work here. But overall, what I felt is that most people feel more emptiness inside of themselves. They feel great. Energy is returned back to their body. And here we go. We'll just do some energy work here. We'll clear a pain body. So here we go. We'll go back 10 days. So 10 days ago cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. There we go. So that should help people here. We'll do an emotional body sample. So here we go. 10 days cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, back to you, Annika.
Well, that's always a bit like feeling like coming back home again for me, and I just really appreciate all that mind-to-heart connection, that even though just doing them daily, you know, I'm feeling like I'm backing myself again. So thank you for that, Ron. Marie has some interesting questions about old religious items that she has had that she wants to get rid of, and so she was asking about what is the best way to have those energies neutralized before she gets rid of them safely.
Well, we have the energies on the website as far as clearing. We have the religious clearing, and we also have there's one other one there. I can't recall what the name is, but we have like a God type of clearing, religious clearing in this lifetime. And there's also one there that might work, which would be dealing with, I think it's objects and cordings, which is like past belief systems and things like this here. Remember, what's attached to you is whatever your ancestors thought in the past. That's in your genetics. And so if they believe that you had to have physical pain in your body to become more spiritual, you will have pain as you start releasing some of these energies because it's being, you know, surfaced. With the light shift, normally you don't experience much of anything after the clearing, but there could be something. You know, there's really no processing, but the body has to catch up. So we do have the clearing for religions and also even dark side practitioners, which could be a physical person who has read a book on healing. Maybe they took a class. Maybe they paid, $100 for a little workshop where they teach you how to do chants and, do certain mantras for healing. All these would be considered dark side practitioner events because they're not using the heart energy. They're using mind or using symbols to heal. So all that stuff is actually negative. It's brought here by the ETs to connect to people. So even though the practitioner may look wonderful to you and it might seem like they're really coming from divine truth, whatever that would be, of the dark side, you have to be very, very careful. This is why people are going on the dark side practitioner clearing. And then you also have energies, you know, which could be also attached to religions of the different spells and witchcraft. That's also taken away from you. So I would say just do that clearing and maybe, you know, an object type of clearing, a cording clearing from those two. So So there's many clearings that you could do. Just kind of go through the list and sample them and just see which ones seem to be better for you. But we do have it on the website for religions. So
yeah, I know you have the religious indoctrination clearing, and then you have the things, objects, courting release. And that one I know is online, too.
Yep, those are very good. Remember, you don't know what your ancestors have done to you. You know, we just think that we're here right now in just this lifetime. So you may say, I never, you know, made an oath or a pledge to anything regarding, you know, maybe sacrifices, et cetera, in this lifetime. Well, you are living the life of your ancestors. You don't know what they did in the past, you know. Maybe, 1,000 years ago, they were the one that maybe wore the hooded mask, and maybe they killed animals or even killed people in sacrifices to some sun god or something. Well, you have that energy with you, and this can be very disconcerting. Some people actually know what they've done in past lives, and they come to me and say, Ron, I did some really bad things, and you just cleared out of me. Well, the past life may not have been them physically. They might be reading their own body genetics, and so this is why these clearings are so important. So you can't really be naive, you know, thinking that you're a good person, because our body's been through a lot here, and it's been indoctrinated, like I said before. You don't know what your body's been through, and remember, all life, all energy state is right here, right now, in this moment, that your physical body genetics has experimented with and lived in. So this is why, you know, all life's times happen at one time. And this is why you need to clear out these densities so your spirit can come more into your body for the body healings that you'd like to have and to do the ascension. It's very, very simple. Once you realize that, then you know that everybody living on this planet has been through a lot of horrible things. So, by your own particular conscious awareness, you've connected yourself to the darkness. And this is just the way it is. And unfortunately, you know, like I say, humanity chose the mind time energy versus heart energy. And everybody on this planet is guilty of that, because the body is containing the genetics of your ancestors and the thoughts of their ancestors, your ancestors. And whatever they've done is passed on to you. This is why you're living the life of all of your ancestors, and you want to get that junk, the gunk out of you, the baggage. This is why you don't heal, because of these energies. So it's very important to fully understand that and to get them out of you. So back to you, Annika.
So when we have an item like that, Pauline just reminded me that maybe Marie is referring to the object clearing. Basically, we can charge objects, too, so that they no longer have a negative energy. So could we do that with something, even though she might just want to get rid of it?
What the object clearing is for on the website, also, I have two things. You can actually activate objects, if you wish, with divine love energy. You can neutralize physical objects. So say you went out to a event and you bought a pendant. There's a lot of pendants that people sell for about $300 that you put around your neck. And you know, literature with them may say how great they are. Well, if they came from mind energy, which all of them probably have been, you know, because somebody is saying what they're for, then all of a sudden you're tapped into some extraterrestrial energy, because that's what connected to the practitioner is mind energy to charge his pendant. Okay? Remember, heart energy, once you realize it, only works in the now, and it does not do anything other than being in the present moment. It'll never control anything. So you can neutralize your pendants, and the light chip will do that for you and put in love energy in that particular moment for you. You can also change it if you wish, if you want to experience another form of love energy, which we'll just say is some type of emotional energy, which is what we have here. If you want to bring in maybe a little more love into your life, or ask for healing or something, the light ship will give you the energy of that frequency. Remember, that frequency may only last for a short amount of time. It may only last for 2 minutes. It could last for 6 months. But you're always changing. And then when you all of a sudden incorporate the energy that they gave you into yourself, then you're in oneness with that particular amount of energy. Then you may want to reactivate it. And this is one thing. People think that pendants that they buy out there always carries that charge on it. Well, once you integrate the energy of whatever you purchased into your body, then you no longer need it. So if you bought a pendant and it was controlled by mind energy, and the darkness energy came into you, even though they may claim it's love energy, then all of a sudden you're attached to the darkness of love, and your body will integrate to it. So by having anything old hanging around you that you purchased, that energy is still resonating with you. Even if you had something that you threw away, that energy came into your body. And when it comes into your body will resonate with that. So you want to do clearings out of yourself. This is the whole process. You're getting rid of mind energy out of you. So all the clearings that the light chip does is to eliminate you from the mind darkness energy of collective consciousness, universal mind, and everything like that. So anything that's not in the moment is not of the light. And this is what the light chip is doing, is to help you get out of that particular energy of darkness. So this is, even if you wear, I'll just talk about one thing. It's interesting that when I was back in New York, a gentleman came up to me when I was doing the healings on Union Square, and I was checking out his energy system of his body, and had a little pendulum to use, and I saw that his one hand was blocked with the pendulum. So I did some clearing on him, and I said, well, you have a problem with your particular hand. And from there, he said, well, I just got married, you know, maybe a week or two previously. So I said, well, you have a blockage in your hand. So he took off the ring, and all of a sudden the pendulum started spinning, you know, about, I'd say, a 10-inch diameter swing. Before that, it would just go back and forth. I said, well, this ring, you know, or maybe the person connected to it, possibly, you know, you have negativity here. It's blocking your energy of your body. And he goes, well, what if I should not be married? I go, well, that's up to you. But anyway, it's quite something to see that that wedding ring was causing him harm for whatever reason. So maybe it was attached, maybe the minister or priest blessed the wedding ring. Who knows, you know, hooked him up to ET energies. But it was doing his body harm. So back to you, Annika.
Yeah, I was just thinking about if the ring was secondhand, maybe, or from, you know, passed down through generations or something. But that's another good thing if we want to have that object charged, you know, your own wedding rings or...
Yeah, just have it neutralized for love energy.
Yeah, and they...
let's just say that you're married and you're having this wedding ring on, and maybe your partner is attempting to use mind control on you by controlling you through the wedding ring. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to look at that. You know, you're going through a ceremony, right? And so what do you exchange? You exchange rings. Mm-hmm. So is that ring controlling your life? You know, interesting way to think about it. So that's up to you guys to figure that one out.
Well, that's why it's so good to do those, because you do neutralize the energy that was there, and you will charge it up with whatever you're putting into charge, right, Ron?
Yeah, I think it only costs a dollar, doesn't it, Annika, to charge something up?
Yes, and it's, I can't remember now, but I think it's $10 for a week.
Yeah.
And you can do it.
People do food, they do objects. Have people who have animals or pets, they'll charge like a dog or cat collar if they have that. Basically what you're doing is putting love energy into that for that particular situation.
Yes.
The light ship will never do controlling energies to you. You can request something that you might need. Let's say that you would like to have an object on, we'll just say a bracelet, and you need more life force energy in your body. Well, they will give you what you need at that particular moment into that to help you. But none of the energies are used to control anybody else. It's only for yourself and what you need. And they will give you what you need, what you ask for, as much as they can do to help you out. So let's say that you had an addiction in your life. Well, you could charge something up that they could help to release the mind control of an addiction. And so you can wear something to help you with that. But remember, once that the energy gets integrated into you and you become that energy, then that object will not work. This is why I say, you know, you want to check with your spirit to see how long what you did is activated. Because you might soak up all the energy instantly, and it may not be working for you after that. So you do want to check with it, with your spirit, and just see how you're feeling toward what you had activated.
So since we're talking about the object charging page, and you can also charge pictures, and Dulce had a question about that, that the divine ones, should they charge with you in person or by phone?
Normally by phone. I'd rather do that in person over the telephone with people.
Mm-hmm. And so what other pictures should we charge?
You could put love energy into maybe a family photograph. Maybe you have a family photograph of maybe you and your husband and a couple of kids or something, or maybe your parents, and you want to send them love energy. You can charge that up. What happens is when you have healing work done, whether I do it in person or online, if you have a photograph, you actually see the photograph change as the healings take place. And you can sometimes look at the picture and it won't be as hazy, or it might have maybe brighter eyes on it. It's quite interesting to watch. It's just like watching the light being on your monitor screen. Let's just charge it up right now. So let's bring up the monitor to the light beam here. I'm bringing it up right now on my screen here. And we'll just bring in the energy of Saint Bernadette. Okay? So here we go. So if you're new to the program, click on Creation Lightship Healing, scroll down about an inch beneath the blinking flower, and bring up the light beam. And right now I'm going to bring in the energy of Saint Bernadette's spirit, and that spirit resides on the lightship. So here we go. And not all the spirits that have been down here as saints or whatever have are on the light ship now, but Saint Bernadette is on there as a light being. So she just came to come here to do her mission and to leave again. Here we go. Oh, looking very, very nice. You're going to feel your heart energy open up. You might feel your chest changing. And remember, this is all heart energy, nothing to do with the mind. So like I say, if your mind's trying to figure out what's happening and you're looking at it, squinting with your eyes, trying to figure out what's going on, you know, like the thinking person, you won't even have a clue because they don't transmit energies to your mind. Mind is the darkness. They don't deal with darkness. They only deal with light, and light's from your heart. Here we go. Some people have actually mentioned that they've seen the light being changed. Well, they've actually seen the light being smile. And sometimes they see the cheeks will change a little bit. Normally the picture will start to float here. The head will start to float off the page a little bit here. The color rays will change. And just watch the eyes even. You know, everybody has their own experience. Here we go. Okay, wonderful. Back to you, Annika.
Okay. So Larry was asking some questions here about the difference between the spirit body and invisible body.
Well, all the invisible bodies are spirit bodies, so to speak. There are, you know, the emotional bodies and things that we have that are invisible. So it's all that we have here is our physical body, and then we have the invisible energetic bodies. And your spirit is one of those. Now, some people talk about spirit bodies as your emotional body, too. They don't know the difference on it. Remember, when somebody dies, the emotional body, you could call a spirit body because it is invisible, but it's not the spirit that looked out of the eyes of the person. It's just the emotional density. And that's what you normally feel and sense when you have a funeral. You feel the sadness of the person, because that sadness is the emotional body hopping from one person to the next during the funeral. And if they like you, they may stay in you for quite a while because they lost their physical body, so they are now with you. And this is why, you know, funerals are normally so sad because that emotional body lost its body, lost the physical life form that it inhabited, and it's very sad because now it can no longer be with that body. The spirit does not have sadness. Although the spirit could have other problems, but it normally does not have sadness. It's just going through its process of leaving. Back to you, Annika.
And he's also asking, are entities corded to us?
I don't know if the word cording would be the right word. You could say that they could be. Entities, I don't think they actually cord. They just come into us.
Yeah. He did put coded, but I am guessing he meant corded. So.
Okay. Yeah, are the entities...
could they be coded to work with us?
Entities, well, they body hop, so they could come into you because they like to. So in one sense, you know, they could hold a place in you. You know, you might have, a couple hundred of them who like to go bar hopping or something, you know. And so when you get close to that location, they go, here goes Harry, time to get a drink. So all of a sudden they all hop into you. You know, that's possible. So they probably do have that consciousness of when you go through a certain situation, they come in. And this could be why people have a certain personality when different things happen to them during their life, you know, which you could call it a pattern. So the patterns that people have may draw the same entities to you. To have that experience, to take the emotional energy from you so they can live on it. Remember, all you're giving them is emotions. The dark side lives on emotions, along with entities that are from the planet here, from people who passed on. So they know about emotions. So I would say, you know, very possibly they could resonate and know when you're doing something, because they can go all over the place. They're invisible. They can walk through walls. So if they see you doing something, they may bring themselves along with their entourage of friends to come into you to experience an experience. So back to you, Annika. Hope that answered the question.
Yeah. And we do have a question about the shadow bodies, too, that we just cleared and that you are clearing this month for us. Could they possibly be from past lives or ancestors as well?
Yeah, I would assume so, yes. They're probably in your DNA also, yeah. So shadow bodies are not good. This is what we're getting rid of, and this is dark side creations of us. So, yes, I'm sure that could be a possibility, too. I would say that the shadow bodies can come from past lives, yes.
So could we do something that I see that you have here as one of on your master list of services here? You have an afterlife release disconnection.
Okay, that might be for... people who passed over.
Okay.
Okay, so that's somebody who they call me up and they say, Ron, can you work on my parents? They died maybe a couple years ago or so. Can you clear away their emotional body, heal that and get it out, and also heal their spirit of traumas, which I do.
What about the earth-mind matrix disconnection? What about that one?
Yeah, we can do a sample of that. So... here we go. So that the definition is just what the title is. So here we go. 10 days ago cleared. 9 days cleared. 8 days cleared. 7 days cleared. 6 days cleared. 5 days cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And today cleared. So what I will say is the people who've been on the 8-hour calls that we've had in the past over the last probably 3 months, each time we have one of these calls on a Sunday, you're able to integrate more of the healings that we do because these bodies now are being released from you. So your spirit is retaining more energy inside of your body. So each time you do go on to one of these calls, it becomes easier for you to accept the healing. And I'll use the word accept because the reason why you don't heal is because of your genetic baggage and the predisposition of your ancestors of what they thought. Oops, I think we have a caller. I heard a beep, I believe.
Hi, Ron. This is Ed.
Hi, Ed. How are you today?
I'm good. A long time ago, I think we were talking about the existence of clones, and somebody said, I can't remember if you or if I've heard it other places, but it's supposed to be something like two-thirds of the people on the planet are clones. Is that an accurate statement?
Boy, I don't know if two-thirds would be.
Okay.
All I know is that when I was walking in New York, I probably saw about maybe one person out of 1,000, so say, what's that 0.1%, I could actually
right.
see their cloned energy walking physically, you know, around town. So
yeah,
I don't know if it
Well, that's why I was calling in, because you told me that, and I said, huh, because some people are saying two-thirds of the planet are clones, and you said you saw one in 1,000, and I'm saying to myself, well, the only way those two statements could be true is if they're all living someplace else.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, okay, clones don't like to go to New York, so where do they congregate? That's what I'm asking.
Boy, I don't know, you know. You know, I really can't state where they came from. What I do know is that, you know, they are walking around here. And, you know, these shadow bodies, as they come forward, would be a clone body also. So maybe the person that mentioned that two-thirds of the people on the planet are clones, maybe they're picking up these shadow bodies that inhabit us, that come forward and express themselves through us. And
yeah,
so that would indicate that maybe...
At the moment of the count, one of these shadow bodies was in the four. Could that be it?
Yes, very, very possible. And so that would be a clone body. Not that the person is 100% cloned, but a shadow body could come forward and, you know, remember the movie They Live, right?
Yeah, of course, yeah. Yeah.
If you got down to the movie They Live, it would give you an indication of what's down here.
Yeah, they were the only ones getting promoted. They were the only ones becoming bosses because they all had the inside track.
Yep, they all had the certain alien codes, we'll call it, implants that allowed the other alien people to know who they were, which promoted them.
Yeah.
I guess that's the easiest way to say that.
Yeah, and I remember one of the police in the movie was going, geez, I don't know why I didn't get the promotion. And you could see that his partner was an alien, and he wasn't. And he's going, I don't know why I didn't get the promotion. And the alien's patting his back going, that's okay, it'll all work out, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, his codes match up.
All right, that's what I wanted to, I was trying to figure that out. All right, thanks, Ron.
You're very welcome, Ed.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Ed. You know, I have to clarify what Larry asked because I read it wrong, and he actually asked if the entities are coded. And I'm not sure exactly about that.
The entities coded.
I don't know what he means.
Boy, I don't know. I'm sorry, Larry. Let's see. Are they coded?
Maybe he means barcode?
Okay. Yeah, they could have barcodes on them, and maybe your barcodes match up to these shadow bodies coming into you. You know, that's a possibility too. What you have to realize is, you know, our bodies through our genetics and our cellular memory, and if you take the word cellular memory, just think of your computer as programs. And so this is kind of what we are, is like a walking conscious computer. And, you know, how many file folders or files or programs do you have that are not running right now that are time-coded in the dark side time-based reality? And so we found that out during the shadow body clearing, is that a lot of these bodies are with us, and they carry into us a particular code or time date when they're going to be activated. And all of a sudden, you may feel maybe a physical problem occurring in you. It's because this body now inhabits you and resonates that energy back into your physical body that's created from the light. And all of a sudden, now you're carrying this load of energy because this time code reality is... coming back into your present reality here. So you're taking on the energy that is brought to you in time of a negative effect. And if you look upon your life, you may wonder, gee, I woke up one morning and I felt wonderful, and then all of a sudden some people came into my life, and now I feel awful about this day. But what happened there? Maybe their time-coded reality of the shadow body was designed to connect with you, and you had the same connection. This is what Ed was probably talking about. And so all of a sudden, these two programs mixed up, connected, resonated to each other, and now all of a sudden you're leading a different life because the two shadow bodies now are working things out between them, saying hi to each other, and you're going along for the ride trying to figure out why your body is doing this and why you're not feeling right. So what we are is like a computer, and just think of how many programs you might have, we'll say, on your desktop as a shortcut. And the shortcut's not being used yet until something activates that shortcut. And then all of a sudden, lo and behold, you're leading a different lifestyle, a different reality that you had no idea what you're doing because the dark side pushed that shortcut button, and now you're writing a different program. So what the light chip does, in a sense, is take away these shortcuts, these programs, these file folders that are dormant, and ones that are also running, they take away. And all these are put forth in us by the aliens and the consciousness that our ancestors had, and they could be very dormant. And all of a sudden, lo and behold, at a certain age in your life, they get activated, and you wonder, what the heck's going on? And that's probably your dying process, is they activated the stuff in you. This is why we do the barcode, the death barcode of the aliens, which costs $150, and you get rid of these. It takes about 6 to 8 hours to do. And all of a sudden, man, you feel like a different person because you're not living in death. So back to you, Annika.
Yeah, thank you. That is quite something. I think I'm going to have to listen to this session again, Ron, to follow all that. That's a lot. And more of it. We also have another really interesting question from Mike about if you can explain the hidden ET mind control bodies 1 to 6 and perhaps give a sample of that.
Okay, that would probably be, let's see here, there's a title for that. That would be the sludge bodies, okay? So these are bodies that interface the darkness to us, and this is what the jellyfish energy that sits on the top of our head is integrating with us, too. So this may sound a little sci-fi to some of you. If you've had these clearings or been on the calls before, you know what this is. So this is the way the dark side comes into us. And the interface that the dark side uses from the mind energy is the jellyfish. And the jellyfish tentacles attach to each one of your cells, which can connect to your cellular memory. And this is why sometimes you get into a mind loop and you keep thinking about something awful is going to happen to you, or you bring up the past, it's because they're activating that in you to take away your life force energy. So I'll just do the first one here, and this is the first sludge body. So we'll go back 10 days. I don't know this present second what each one of those are. So here we go, but I'll do the first one. So 10 days ago cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And I'll take away the jellyfish energy. We'll get one of them out of you. So here we go. We'll activate the light beam. We'll bring in the male energies here to help this healing process. So watch the light beam now. We're going to bring the males in, and we'll take away maybe one or two of the jellyfish energies that sit on top of your head, which is the darkness interface, the connection from the darkness to you. So here we go. Just watch the light beam. Okay, there we go. So here we go. Take away the first jellyfish energies. So this will take about a minute to do. We're working on the energy behind you. There we go, taking off these tentacles. This is on your back side. Okay, and go to your front side now. Okay, and your right side. And your left side. Remember, this is one of many. Okay, now we'll get the body of the jellyfish that sits on top of your head. Goes over your eyes, over your whole head, over your face. Taking this off now. I'll count to 10, it'll be released from you. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There, that's released from you right now. So you should feel a little change in consciousness. You might be able to think a little better. And you might feel physical pain that you've had leave your body right now. So back to you, Annika.
Yeah, it's amazing. I do these clearings quite a lot, and I still feel it, you know, so much every time. And Heal was asking about a sample of the octopus energy clearing, but I don't know if you want to do that, or maybe we could just talk about the page that you have for ET parasites that is easy to go on. And
yeah, we could talk about the page here. That's probably your best bet. It's only, I think, what's the cost on that, Annika? $30 for the month or something?
Yes. It's the same, pretty much the same deal, I think, as you're charging the objects. You know, you can go on there and you have a few choices, and it's $30 a month.
Yeah, so you can go through probably a couple dozen different energies to get them off of you. You can have the light being worked for 8 hours, pulling these things off. You can get ET races off of you. This page is so important.
It is.
That everybody should be on this page daily.
Yeah. And so, you can do it as an absentee. You can have it on while you're sleeping. You don't have to have it right there. You can keep it going during the day while you're out and doing your own things. You know, it's amazing to do that.
Yep. So this
important.
Is what I'd recommend. I'll do one sample here of the octopus here. But if you haven't got on that page to do the clearing, boy, I don't know why you're not. You know, it's if you're not on there doing it, I would say the reason is because the dark side doesn't want you to take these things off of you. So this is your wake-up call. You know, get on that page for a month, and you're going to feel much better. So here, remember, you have implants in you preventing you from having work done because they don't want you to get cleared out. So for a dollar a day, you could be on this thing for a long time, getting these things out of you. And remember, the darkness will tell you not to do it, that you can't afford $30, you know, for a month. You know, they'll come to you many, many different ways of trying to keep the darkness with you. So you must take conscious control of your life and not allow those pre-programmed programs to prevent you from moving forward. So here we go. Here comes the octopus energy coming out. We'll do one tentacle at a time. This one here is around your hips. Now this octopus is very large. Energetically, it has about 40-foot tentacles on it. Very, very big. They're about 6 inches in diameter, so you may actually be able to walk better after this one here. Okay, first tentacle is unwinding around you. It's wrapped around probably about 6-7 times and going up different areas of you. I see it around your waist about 6 times, and then I don't know where the other ends go. It goes up around your back, going around your legs. There we go. That one's released, second tentacle. Boy, this one's pretty heavy duty. Probably all I'll be able to do today on this radio program is get this one off of you. There we go. Second one's released. And doing some more releasing here. And number 3. Good. And here we go. Number 4. Good. Number five. Good. Number six. Good. Number seven. And number eight. That one's pretty ingrained, so they don't want to release. This one's attached to your lungs, everybody. Okay, there we go. And now we're going to get the body out of you. This one's attached to your second chakra area. Coming out. There we go. Just got released. Okay, Annika, back to you.
Yes, and I wanted to say, too, that on this page you also have the alien attack channel through humans removal. And I saw a question about clearing of people's anger around us, which would help with that, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yes, it would. Remember, you're being used all the time if you get into anger. So, yes. You know, the implants are going off on you. You're probably being possessed by other energies besides yourself because, remember, your spirit will never get angry or mad with anybody. So where's the energy coming from? It's alien energies coming into you.
And he was asking about other people's anger around us. So that would work there, too. And also I wanted to say that it also has web attack removal. If you've been to websites, you can put names in there. For practitioners or anyone that you have worked with, or you can remove shapeshifters and parasitic life form, alien parasitic life form removal. The alien implants can be removed on that page. And yes, it is PayPal, wouldn't you say? I mean, that is what I see here as the payment.
Yes, uh-huh. Or you can send a check, too.
Okay.
But most people have PayPal, so just use that.
Yeah, Mike.
Where you can get
100%.
Right on it and not have to worry about it, you know.
Yeah.
And you know the page is active 24/7, and you can bring the light beam up. You don't have to be in the room with it. You know, once you're on it, it'll work for you. You know, if you want to drive someplace in your car, and you put it on for an 8-hour time, it'll still work with you. But a lot of people, I find, would rather be, you know, in the same house with your computer on, so you can actually feel the energy. Then you may want to change from something, you know, some other type of clearing, too. And you know, once you get one of these things off of you, you feel so much better. And, you know, I have had people who go on it a couple hours a day, plus being on all night. And after a couple of weeks or so, they start feeling better. Why do they feel better? Because they're being released from this mind-controlling alien presence that's connecting to us. Remember, this is all mind energy stuff. Remember, when you're in the mind, you're in mind control and the time-based reality. And once you're in time-based reality, then you are programmed. And getting this stuff off to get back into your heart makes it much easier to get into your heart center because then you're not controlled by the mind. This is what you're trying to get rid of is mind energy. So back to you, Annika. It looks like our time is kind of...
Yes, we're almost coming up to the end here. So I would just wanted to cover a question from Joni asking that you can have the ET removal page up and leave the house and it will work. And yes, you can also have the other healings go and while you're leaving the house and leave them on.
Yes, that is correct. So our time is coming to an end here. So our next BBS show is on Wednesday, and the time is at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 o'clock Eastern. So I'll just say blessings to all of you. I'm going to energize the light beam here with peace energy. So it'll be activated until half past the hour. So thank you, Annika, for being a sponsor today.
Thank you.
And we'll see all of you later. So blessings, everybody, and good night.
Good night.
Gary Renard, the author of The Disappearance of the Universe, and your immortal reality. And you're listening to bbsradio.com.
I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Shift Healing.
BBSRadio.com. If it's not mainstream, it's on BBS. Right here with your boy, Spider Turner. Just chilling, baby. Kicking back. Listening to the BBS.
Yeah.
Hello, this is Wesley Snipes, and when I'm divinely inspired and spiritually motivated, I listen to Dr. Fred Bell in the Health and Sciences Show on bbsradio.com. Tune in or be tuned out.
Hi, I'm Jackie Zeman, and you may know me as Bobby Spencer from General Hospital, and you're listening to bbsradio.com.
Planet that you come from. You had oceans with fish, you had birds and trees, till the temperature went up just a few degrees. The ice started melting, then the land was all gone on that crazy little planet that you come from.